Hi. Yeah, no, Balky's not here right now. Can I take your number? Oh, well, you know, I really have no idea if he is free on Tuesday. Oh, your second date. Well, you are a lucky, lucky girl. Okay. Bye-bye.
Larry, dating all these women at once is sending Balky down a terrible and lonely road. I think that deep down he's miserable.
Okay, you lost me. Balky has had 20 dates in the last 2 weeks. You call that misery?
Balky is trying to fill the void left by Marianne. He's never going to be happy until they get back together.
All right. Jen, I know that Marianne is your dearest friend, but Balky has moved on. He is now living every bachelor's dream. Trust me, he is very, very happy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for driving.
Well, aren't you going to invite me in for a nightcap?
Well, I would, but I don't think any of my nightcaps would fit you. Watch your fingers.
Well, here's the happy bachelor. So, Balky, did you have fun on your date with Heather?
She owns her own trampoline. Need I say more?
See? Huh? And what about last night? Did you have fun with Kimberly?
Ooh, Kimberly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a woman. What a wonderful woman, and what a special evening we had. We went to a magic show, and she was picked out of the audience to be a contestant. They put her in a box, and I still don't know where she is.
Oh, yeah, Jen, he is real miserable.
Yeah, life don't get much better than this. No, sir. No way.
So you really are happy?
Oh, God, Jennifer. You can see through me like an empty aquarium. I feel like I'm sitting on the dock at the bay. Wasting time.
All right, maybe happy isn't exactly the right word.
Larry, you have to go talk to him. He's feeling empty and shallow, and he's quoting song lyrics because he misses Marianne.
All right, I'll talk to him. But this has nothing to do with Marianne.
Yes, it does.
No, he just needs to slow down his dating habits. He's confused because he's dating too many women at a time. I experienced the same thing when I was in college. Well, I read about the same thing when I was in college. Anyway, I will straighten him out. Balky. Come on. Now, let me get this straight. You're dating all these gorgeous women. Sometimes two, three a day. You're not happy?
I know that you told me the American bachelor's dream was to juggle three women at the same time. I tried it, and I almost dislocated my shoulder.
Cocky, listen. I'm going to give you a slight adjustment to some of the advice I gave you earlier.
Well, of course, in your exact words were, Balky, you got to date until your head caves in, and then remember every little detail so you can tell me about it later.
Now, okay, I think you got to slow down. You know, get to know the women that you date. You know, find out who they are, what they're like. Learn to listen to their inane little stories. I talked to Balky. He's happy. End of conversation.
Larry, he's not happy. I'm sure he still loves Marianne, and Marianne still loves him.
Well, I think he's over Marianne.
I'm glad you're both here. I have some wonderful news to share with you. I've met her, the girl of my dreams, and I owe it all to this big cucamonga over here, Cousin Larry. Hey, we're all going to go out to dinner tonight to celebrate.
Really?
Well, Balky, congratulations. Where'd you meet her?
On the carousel in the park about an hour ago. I think she was swayed by the fact that my shirt wasn't tucked into my underwear.
Balky, before you decide she's the girl for you, don't you think you should spend a little more time with her?
Oh, sometimes, you know, love just hits you in the stomach and makes you nauseous. And this girl makes me sick. She's in the kitchen right now. I'd like to bring her out and introduce you to her.
Well, there goes one happy man. He's met a girl. He's moving on with his life, and he owes it all to me.
I don't buy it, Larry. He still loves Marianne. Oh,
Jennifer, I know how you feel, but Marianne is in his deep past. He is over Marianne for good.
Cousin Larry? Funny, this is Cousin Larry and his wife, Jennifer.
Pleased to meet you. Cousin Larry, are you a friend of Balky's, or are you related?
Is she one of a kind, or what?
Balky, you said that before dinner, we could race our jackets down the laundry chute.
Last one up the stairs is a rotten egg, Peter.
And we owe this all to you.
Honey, I think you're really going to like this restaurant. The food is excellent, the service is great, and the breadsticks are just small enough to stick up your nose.
Good evening. May I help you?
Yes, Bartak Muspatia 4. The other two are in the parking lot. My cousin is negotiating with the parking attendant.
For the last time, I admit I was wrong about Balky.
Maybe it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. What's important is what we do about it. Got any ideas?
Not a one. But I did just save us a buck on parking. Oh, here we are. Excuse us.
Oh,
walked in.
Oh. Oh, all right. Don't panic. I'll take care of this. Balky, I think you should know an old friend of yours is here.
Mary Ann. Marianne? Marianne?
Hi, Balky.
Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Fine. You look great.
Thank you. You look great, too. You look just great.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Are you happy?
Oh, couldn't be happier.
Well, I'm happy to hear you're happy. Honey, this is happy. I mean, this is Marianne. And Marianne, this is Honey.
It's nice to meet you, Honey. It's very nice to meet you, too. I love your hair. I can never get mine to do that.
Marianne, would you like to join us?
Okay. But I'm here with my date.
Oh, you are? Well, that's great.
Yeah, I think you'd really like him.
Well, sure, but he can join us too. Where is he?
Oh, there he is. Yoo-hoo, over here. Everyone, this is Nico. He's pretty special.
Oh, go on with you. I'm happy to make your acquaintance.
What did he just say?
He said he's happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Larry, what are we going to do?
I don't know. But maybe two people who look exactly like us will come in and explain it to us.
Marianne and Balky are dating mirror images of each other, and they don't even see it. I can't believe it.
Well, I can't believe there's no cheesecake.
Larry!
All right, look. We'll just go back to the table, sit down, drop a few subtle hints, and get them to see what's going on.
So anyway, to this day, the moose doesn't know what happened to his shower cap.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Oh, but I love your accent, Nico. Are you from Meepos, too?
No, I'm from Greece. Why does everyone think I'm from Meepos?
With that nose?
Nico, your vest is very beautiful. I know I've seen one very similar to it before. Marianne, does this vest look familiar to you?
You know you're right. I don't believe I didn't see this sooner. We used to have a couch made out of that same material. Balky, Would you like some pepper? Pepper? Oh, Balky never uses pepper. It makes his feet itch.
You remembered.
Is it just me? Or is there an amazing similarity between the four of you?
Well, of course there is. Don't be ridiculous.
Finally.
We all ordered rice.
Okay, Balky, come with me to the dessert cart.
No, come on. I got a knife full of peas here, and they're all just nice and tepid, room temperature.
Balky. Balky. Balky.
A lovely meal, you know. And, oh, my goodness. You're embarrassing me.
Don't you see what's going on here?
You mean about Marianne?
Yes.
I can't believe you brought that up. I thought I was the only one that saw it. Nico is all wrong for her. I mean, he's got a silly accent. He smells of goat cheese and those clothes. Those clothes. Stop it. Take him shopping. Plus, he's got the attention span of a child. Oh, they're balancing spoons on their noses. I want in on this.
Oh,
Wrong seat, wrong seat. Can I, would it be all right if I, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ask, but if you could, oh, just love
go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
you know,
yes, fine.
You know what, because it makes it really, really weird.
Okay.
Kind of simpler, isn't it?
Okay.
Would you come down here, please? We have to talk.
You know, I was sure they would catch on last night when people in the restaurant kept on coming up and asking them if they were the Doublemint twins.
Well, they didn't catch on, Larry, and that's why it's up to you and me to just point them in the right direction.
Is this going to take long? Because I have plans. Honey and I are going to the museum today. This is the day they wax the floors. It's perfect for skating in your socks.
Balky, have a seat. Jennifer and I wanted to ask you about something. How do you feel about honey?
I adore honey on a muffin. In tea, I have to go with granulated sugar.
I mean, honey, the girl.
Honey Leibovitz. Oh, she's terrific. She's, you know, so sweet, innocent. Naive, yet with an occasional spark of genius.
So, you like her?
Oh, no one compares to Marianne.
Uh-huh. What did you just say?
She just said, so you like her, and I said, no one compares to honey.
No, you said Marianne, not honey. You said no one compares to Marianne.
No, I didn't.
I heard it, too.
What is it with you two? I know my own voice. Hello?
Hi, Marianne. Look, everyone, it's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Balky.
How are you?
Is this going to take long? They wax the floors at the museum today.
Before you say anything to these two, I just want you to know the lights are on, but they don't own homes. If you get what I mean, okay?
Marianne, I'm glad you're here. Jennifer and I thought that we should all get together and chat. You know, about current events, the weather, displacement of true feelings for one person onto another having similar, almost identical characteristics. You know, stuff.
Need I say more?
Marianne, have you noticed that you and Balky are dating people who look exactly like you?
Well, I don't think I look anything like Nico.
Our mistake. No, I think what Jennifer means is it's just that, you know, after meeting Nico and Honey, it seems that both of you are attracted to people who seem to resemble one another. And don't you find that odd?
When you say odd, do you mean odd funny? Or add weird.
Weird.
When you say attracted, do you mean attracted allured? Or attracted a force acting between particles of matter tending to draw them together and resisting their separation?
Allured.
What was the question?
Oh, God.
Conference.
Okay, all right. You know something? We'll be right back. Why don't you just chat amongst yourselves?
Well, I'm sure glad you met someone that you like.
I did? Who?
Nico.
Oh, Nico, right.
Yeah.
And you and Honey make a lovely couple.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, you want to laugh? Can you believe that at one time you and I were thinking of getting married?
Oh, boy, that seems like 1,000 years ago.
Does it ever?
Oh.
Well, we've gone with the subtle approach and the not-so-subtle approach. You have any other ideas?
We could wrap them together with duct tape until they come to their senses.
Larry, I'm serious. We have to go back in there, tell them they're perfect for each other, and force them to get back together again. If that doesn't work, we'll go with the duct tape.
Okay, you two. Listen up. You...
Yeah, I guess they did get it on their own.
Well, now this I like. Now this is a good first step. All right, now you two kids get reacquainted. You know, take it slow. Spend some time together. And who knows? You might even have a future together.
Marianne and I are getting married.